West Virginia's Community Development Grant Program recently announced more than $1.5 million in projects focused on broadband access. 9 are for studies and 3 will actually build out the infrastructure. It's the first time this grant program is funding broadband projects. One of the studies will focus on Gilbert, Mingo County, where better broadband could have a big impact on the growing tourism industry. Molly Bourne reports.
Every October, Gilbert, population 475, swells with visitors. 5,000 people come for Trailfest, which markets itself as one of the premier ATV events on the East Coast. The tourism surrounding the Hatfield-McCoy Trail has helped make Gilbert one of the fastest-growing towns in the area. And having reliable internet access here is critical to building the local economy, says Mayor Vivian Livingood.
How we handle internet right now is what I call snail paced.
That can make it hard to do business, and she would know. Livingood and her husband own 6 lodges in the area. Sometimes when guests are paying for a room, she says, the credit card machine will stop in the middle of a transaction.
And there's instances where our guests have called us and say, your internet's down and I had to get this report in before I hit the trails, and can you please come over and reset the router or do something? We're a remote area, we're fighting for tourism, and we need to offer the best that we can to get them to come back again.
Nearly 40% of rural Americans don't have broadband access, according to the Federal Communications Commission. The main reason these areas fall behind is partly because it's a tough sell for companies to invest in sparsely populated areas. Terrain makes building out the needed infrastructure a challenge, too. Nicholas and Hampshire counties each got a fifth or more of the grant money and plan to build out connections with it. The Webster and Wyoming County Commissions will use their grants on a joint study looking at how to improve access in 11 southern counties. The grant for Gilbert is only $75,000, but starting the plan is a crucial first step, says Leanne Ray, the grant writer for the Mingo County Commission.
Everything, when you go over to that part of the county, it just moves very slow and you have a lot of outages. Just there's no consistency there, and we really need that strong, consistent flow of access in order for our merchants to be able to conduct business.
Mitchell Barbera makes custom metal artwork at his shop in Gilbert, in a space once home to his grandfather's service station. His work is impressive. For Trailfest last year, he made a perfectly rendered piece of an ATV riding up the outline of West Virginia. He was a little shy when it came to an interview, but his dad, Rob, who helps out, had some thoughts on broadband.
I think to diversify our economy more and to provide more of an incentive for folks to access trail areas and to provide businesses here, we do need to have that added.
They say their internet service is pretty good, actually, but it's a lack of cell service that's the problem.
So when you have folks that access our website or the social media and they try to get in touch with us, if they call, it's a hit and miss whether they get through.
Better broadband coverage would allow for easier expansion of cell service, according to the West Virginia Broadband Enhancement Council. That group formed in 2016 to oversee broadband plans in the state. At the Larry Joe Harless Community Center in Gilbert, doctors provide primary care 5 days a week to roughly 30 patients a day on average. The center serves about the same number for its specialty care in neurology, cardiology, and other areas, and there's a monthly eye clinic too. Executive Director Cheryl Mitchum says without secure and reliable broadband, doctors sometimes can't access complete patient records.
Oftentimes we go down, and when we go down, they have difficulties. Also, you have to realize we need the full history to be able to really diagnose and treat.
She says the paper files aren't always stored in those specialty clinics, and sometimes doctors have to rely on their memory. She says the center has explored bringing in programs to help patients manage chronic diseases, but that progress has advanced only so far.
And some of that has been hindered by not being able to link in as we need to using broadband services with either the instructor themselves or with downloading or uploading that patient's information.
Mitchum sees the benefits for the local economy too.
Without broadband, we have much difficulty in keeping people here. Let's face it, we are a society that has to have our smartphone with us even when we're off and away. And if you can't access your loved ones and your work, you feel lost, even if you do say you're on a retreat.
The subject of broadband internet access is also in the national eye. President Trump's recent budget blueprint, for instance, includes $50 billion for rural infrastructure, though he's letting state and local governments set the direction for that money. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne.